tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, pull your neighbor down real quick and get him in the seat if you can. Say, it's the unlock season. Prayer key. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, prayer key, prayer key, prayer key, prayer key, prayer key, prayer key, prayer key. Great moves of God has started with prayer. God said to Moses, I have heard the cries, the prayers of my people. There is that tagline that goes on there, on who's on the personal and the personal and those who he is personally invested in who he can be in one's life. I'll say it again. That's the tagline right there that goes on those who are personal and those who are personally invested in who God can be in your life. For prayer is the pillar of life. For prayer is the pillar of prayer. Has always been the key to getting the kingdom of God to respond. To your neighbor, neighbor, I need the kingdom of God to respond. Right in the chat, the kingdom of God to respond. For the song says, for this is my response. What is my response? When I call on him, he will answer prayer. I want the kingdom of God to respond to my request. The kingdom of God to respond to what's on my heart. The kingdom of God to come and answer me and to give me, hallelujah, what is mine, rightfully mine as a child and a son or daughter of God. For prayer is the pillar that has always get the king to respond to you. For I must tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, before I get any further in this message or this conversation with you today. For God hears his people. And I want to make that very clear when he says he hears his people. So you all look at yourself and ask yourself, are you his people? Because he says he hears his peoples. And he said, I will withhold no good thing, that's word, from you. So if you being withheld from something good from God, are you his people? Can I today tell you, a lot of people say they are his people, and we have a broad band, a broad umbrella of this thing called Christianhood, and people say I'm a Christian, but they have not really exchanged Jesus's life for theirs, but they want the advantages, they want the privileges, but they don't really want the call, they don't really want to seek God for changes in their life. But that's why he says, if my people, that is a great way to start this message. And we have heard this scripture for so long that it's almost become a cliche. But God has been telling us, even from the beginning of time, the early stages of following God, he says, if my people who are called by my name, his people. You ought to ask yourself one more time, are you his people? Come on, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you his people? Come on, look at him real good. Look at him cross-eyed if you got to, just to get a response. And you got to ask him, are you his people? Oh my God, I would love to make a small reel right there that says, I want to ask you a question. With all you going to church, with all your giving, with all the things you do for church, are you his people? Because that is the determining factor right there. That's the elephant in the room. Are you his people? And how do I identify you if you are his people? For he says, he says, you shall know who you are by what? Love. Father, you shall know that I am a born again believer by the love of God that I shed abroad in my heart. How do I shed my love abroad to you? By saying, do you need me to touch and agree with you? Can I introduce you to what has me? If you're his people, you want to live life differently. If you're his people, you want to exchange your life for his. Why? Because Matthew says he knows what's best. He knows what's best concerning you and me. Are you his people? Because if you are his people, he just knows what's best for you. Even the song says, he knows what's best for me, even when my weary eyes cannot see. The text says, he knows what's best for me. Know that the part which we come, that's where we must come into agreement with the Holy Ghost today, is to say, he knows what's best for me. You ought to write that in the chat. He knows what's best for me. That's why he said, my people alone carry weight. That carries an understanding, not only an understanding, but a behavior that you do not belong, that you belong, that you are a kingdom citizen. You want a kingdom citizen, and that you belong to a kingdom system that has access to keys that will unlock every door. Prayer key. I'll say it again. When you know that you're his people, you have good God Almighty. You belong to a kingdom system that has access to the keys that will unlock every door. I'll say it one more time for you who may be in the back in your purse trying to get some bubble gum. I may say it for you one more time, you who may have just come in the sanctuary. I want you to know, if you are his people, that you belong to a kingdom system. I like that. You belong to a kingdom system that has access to keys that will unlock every door. You want to write down kingdom system. Kingdom system. Here we find the text God's talking to his people and Jeremiah the prophet. He says, call on me. Do you notice that? Have you taken time? I want to read that again. How delicate God is in this. He said, call on me. He didn't say call to my God, even though that is understood. He didn't say call to Jehovah. He didn't say call to your father. He said, call to me. Why? He wanted to show you the personal side of him. He says, you know, I don't want you to call to my title. I don't want you, oh my God, I love it. I don't want you to call to my title. I want you to call to me. Will you call to me? You're calling to my heart. When he says call to me, he's not so, notice he didn't say call to me God. Notice he didn't say call to me Father. Even though he didn't say call to me Almighty, he didn't say call to me, he didn't say call to me El Shaddai. Even though those things are known and those things are absolutely true, he didn't say call to me like that. He said call to me. And when he says it like that, I believe God is saying call to the person here, call to the relationship, no God. Call to the God that hears. Call to the God that knows you. For I foreknew you. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I told Jeremiah. We're in the text, and I'm gonna make sure you understand the context before I preach the context of the text. Because you got to understand it. With Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah from the early age that Jeremiah, he said, I have called you to be a prophet to the nations, and I'm gonna put my words in your mouth. And when they look at you crazy, don't worry about it. Just say what I say. And God was talking to Jeremiah, but I also believe God is talking to you and to me when he says, call unto me. Call unto the me that's personal. Call unto the me that's relationship. Call unto me with my heart. Because, my brothers, can I tell you something? And I'm going to be saying this all my life. If you want the hand of God, all you got to do is acquire his heart. Notice the things I said. If you want the hand of God, all you got to do is acquire his heart. And how do I acquire his heart? By me leaning on his breast. Hallelujah. To hear the heartbeat of God. Do you know when a mother has a child? And a child is crying. When a baby is crying, the first thing a mother do is grab the baby, and with a young newborn baby, the first thing she do is grab him and put the baby's ear close to his chest. Why? For the baby can hear the heartbeat of God. Because 9 months while that baby was inside of the womb, 9 months while that baby, glory to God, was inside the mother in that fluid, 9 months, they can hear the heartbeat of who loves them. They can hear the heartbeat of the one who cares. My brothers and sisters, all you got to do is put your ear on the chest of God and listen to his heart, because his heart will identify to you. Oh, I know that sound. Oh, I know that beat. Oh, I know what that sounds like. I know where I am. I may not can see it, because a baby inside a mother's womb is not using his eyesight. A baby inside his mother's womb is not using his senses. A baby inside his mother's womb, inside his womb, is not using his vision. What a baby doing? I'm sensing the heartbeat. I can hear it. From the very time I became, his heart was beating. Oh, I'm preaching. Hallelujah. From the very beginning you came, when you stepped into being born again, when you stepped into accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, his heart was beating from the very beginning. And that's where you go every time, to hear the heartbeat of God. I'm desperate after the heartbeat of God. But here in the text, he wants you, and he said, call upon me. I am a relationship, no God. He's relationship, no. He is saying, it's me. He's saying, I've taken down the titles. I've taken down, you got to worry about that part. Just come after my heart. Don't just come because I'm God. Come after me. Jesus, come at, thank you, Holy Ghost. Come after me. He says, I know. He said, come after me. I know he was saying, sir, you may be in captivity, but I'm your father. You know me. You know the one. You know who I am. You know the one who brought you from the backside of the mountain, the one who delivered you, who delivered your forefathers. I am that one. Call unto that one. Call unto me. Connect your ear to my heart. Connect your hearing to the beating of my heart. Connect your sight. Close your eyes and enter into a relationship where you don't got to use your vision, where you don't got to use your sight. And oh my God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Enter into a relationship with God where all you got to do is you don't even got to use your vision. You don't got to use your sight, but you can use his vision. Thank you, Jesus. You, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. He says, enter into a relationship with me, and I can show you, yes, I hear you. 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 Yes. To God be the glory. He says, come, come, come. Come, you who've been on the backside of the mountain. Come, you who've been seen as though you've been thrown away. Come, you who seem as though your life is not adding up to what you think it should be. He said, come and close your eyes and let me see for you. For what I see for you is good. For what I see for you is better than what you've ever seen before in your life. But what I've seen for you cannot compare to what you've had before. What I see for you, what I see for you, what I see for you, trust in the Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He says, I am your father. You know me. Come into me. I come to care for you. I come. He says, matter of fact, come lean on my heart. Let your mouth talk to my heart. I believe God is saying when you begin to pray, you let your heart, your mouth talk to his heart. Has your mouth talked to the heart of God? Let your mouth talk to the heart of God. He says, come close to my heart. Bring your cares to me. Bring your dreams to me. Bring your visions to me. Bring me your hope. Bring me the things in your life that has not offered, has not garnered you what you thought it should be. Bring me your investment. Bring me your cares. Bring me all the vestiges of your life and speak. Let your mouth speak to my heart. Hallelujah. Let your mouth speak to my heart, because when your mouth begins to speak to my heart, my ear will hear. And when my ear hears, glory to God, what your mouth is saying to my heart. Notice what will happen when you begin to open your mouth and when you begin to tell God, God, I got nothing else. God, I can't trust nothing else. God, you know me. And don't you, I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, there's something that I have thought church has taught us wrong. You can go to God raw. God understands every language. He understands everything you say. The Bible says that he even understands the language of the tears. And that, how I know he understands language, because he even went to a tree and he asked that tree, where is your fruit? So that means there's no language that God don't understand. There's no situation that God is not involved. And so all God is saying, I need you to speak to my heart. And if you speak to my heart and my heart begins to move, my hand will move upon you. And when my hand moves upon you, you will understand you have total access, because you are a kingdom citizen with a kingdom system that will grant you access, because prayer has the key. Prayer has the key. Bring me your heart. Bring me your dreams. Bring me your visions. Bring me your hopes. Bring me. I'm a hearing God. I like these. I'm a hearing God. It makes it, he says, it's me who made the heavens and the earth, the makers of man's soul. This call to me is a love appeal. When he says call to me, he said this thing is a love appeal. Paul said, I will let nothing separate me from the love, the relationship, no God. The me that has given you standing room, oh my God. It is the me of God that has given you a standing room invitation to call. It is the me of God who asks you, call upon me in the nighttime and I will hear thee. It is the me of God that says, when you seek my face, I will show up. It's the me of God that says, I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. It's the me of God. It's call on that me. Call on that me. Call on that me. And you got to excuse me. I'm sorry. It's amazing how I'm talking about the weeping prophet Jeremiah, and it's all over me. It's like I can feel, hallelujah. It's like I can feel, thank you, Jesus, a sense, hallelujah, the realm, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He says, I'm a relationship, no God. And Paul says, I will not let myself be separated. Nothing can separate me from this love, from this relationship, no God. And I know the God, the me who is giving you the standard to call him. It's the me God. The me God. Yes, we talked about the you God, but also there is the me God. It is me who has blessed you. It is me who have caused you to walk. It is me who have put breath in your lungs. It is me that has decided that this is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice and be glad. It is me that tells you, get up in the morning. It is me that walks past you. It's not the alarm clock. It's the me God. It's the me God. The me God that says, today is a good day for you. It's the me God that says, I will bless you. It's the me God that says your destiny is before you. It's the me God that says your purpose will be for sure. It is the me God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The me God. I'm so glad I got a me God. I'm so glad I got a me God. You said, preacher, what you mean a me God? I can always say, Lord, come bless me today. Come see about me today. Come, hallelujah. Sometime in life, you just got to talk like that. God, today, I love my brother. I love my sister. I sure enough love my wife, and I care, and I love the children. But today, God, it's about me. God, I'm calling unto you. I'm calling unto the me God who cares about me. I'm seeking the me God who cares about me. I'm trusting the me God who cares about me. I'm after the me God who cares about me. Why? Because I need him every day, every hour. Oh, how I need him. In the text, it says, call unto me. Call unto me. Why? God was saying to the nation of God's chosen people to pray what God has determined to grant. Oh, my God. God says, call unto me. And when God's saying, call unto me, he is saying, call unto me. I want you to pray to what I have determined to grant. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody in the room, and I'm closing right now, that you got to understand when you begin to pray, you got to pray what God has determined to grant. Is there anybody who wants a grant in here? Do you know what a grant is? Oh, my God. I've seen them advertised on the commercial lately, and they talking about the grants. And this, we can grant you this. We can grant you this. Well, I really believe, hallelujah, thank you, God, for sending them this way. Thank you, God, for sending a change agent. Thank you, God. But God said, I want you to pray what I grant. Thank you, Jesus. And I, Lord, have mercy to God. Bless your name today and grant. What has God come to grant? God said, I come to grant you, namely, restoration. God has promised that he was going to restore the years of captivity. And I want you to, my brothers and sisters, that God's going to restore to you the years of captivity, the years where things didn't line up, the years where it seemed as though I'm confused, but I kept on going, the years when people have promised to me, the years God's going to do something. I really believe with everything I have in me, if his name is God, and I know it is, if his name is Jehovah, he wants to grant you to your neighbor, grant me access, grant me access, prayer. Hallelujah. Grant me access, because if I get some access, I can get some influence. If I get some access, I can get, hallelujah, I can be in the right room with the right people talking the right things. If he grants me access, I don't have to worry about the dollar. If he grants me access, he will become, oh my God, when he grants you access, Thank you, Jesus. Your life has just changed when he grants you access. You ought to tell your neighbor, granted access. Point to him real good. And we get ready to go home. Tell your neighbor, access granted. Access granted. This prayer thing will access grant you. Why? Because the Bible says, hallelujah. The Bible says that the voice of the Lord will answer you. And when he says, call upon me and I will show you. That means the voice of the Lord will answer you. Have you ever had the voice of the Lord answers you? Because when the voice of the Lord answers you, something about you will change. This is why I know his voice is so powerful. He was one day to say to the disciples, I need all 12 of you to go to the other side. And while they were on their way to the other side, a storm broke loose. And the Bible says the winds and the waves were howling. That means they're making a sound. They're making a whispering sound. The Bible says the winds and the waves were dashing against the boat. In other words, hallelujah, there's some time in your life when God's going to give you an instruction and the winds and the waves are going to dash against you. But while they were crossing the sea, they began to call out to God. They began to say, Jesus, where are you? Is there anybody in the room who ever had that particular question asked? Jesus, where are you? Hallelujah. You ought to write that in the chat right now. Jesus, where are you? And so while they were answering Jesus, where are they? The Bible says they thought something was coming across the water and it was moving so fast. It was moving so graceful. And yet still the winds and the waves were yet howling. But while they were yet howling, here comes this spirit. Here comes this ghost. Here comes something they have never seen before. Began to walk across the water and began to walk across the sea. And when they began to walk across the sea, some people got scared. Why? Because this was not what they were used to seeing. Some people got afraid. Why? Because this is what they were not used to seeing. But Peter called out, and Peter said, Lord, if that be you. You see, you need somebody in the group who got some Holy Ghost boldness. You need somebody in your group who know how to put out faith. You need somebody in your group who got some spiritual discernment. You need somebody in your group, hallelujah, that would recognize something is still all right in the midst of the situation. And Peter said, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. Why? Because Peter knew the voice of the God. Peter knew the voice of God. And that is the same voice that will answer you and show you. I really believe God the Father. I believe God really wants to show you. I can't stop. I may as well stop right here and begin to pray. God, show us you. Open my capacity to handle what you want to show me. God, for you are great and mighty. And the Bible says in the text, he says in the third clause, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. And when I begin to look that up, he says, I will show you great and mighty things. First of all, the word great in the Hebrew and mighty means a great inaccessible. Oh my, I will show you great and inaccessible things beyond your ordinary knowledge, beyond your ordinary understanding, beyond your ordinary sight. I just want to blow your mind. Hallelujah. Can I say that right quick? I know he just want to blow your mind. He wants to wow your thinking. He wants to wow you and say, oh my God, that's the kind of God I serve. Oh my God, who wouldn't serve a God like this? He wants to wow you. He wants your mind to say, oh my God, look at this. Can you imagine? I know right now in today's contexture, we say, oh, OMG, oh my God, but that is not the OMG you think he wants to do. No, he wants to show you that I'm brilliant. He wants to show you that I'm glorious. He wants to show you that there's nothing else like me. He wants to show you that when my voice speaks, the earth begins to move. He wants to show you that you can tap into the heart of God and get his hand. He wants to show you that he's all power. To your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm taking the limits off God because he's all power. To your neighbor one more time, say, neighbor, I'm taking the limits off God because he's all power. How do I know he's power? The Bible says he told Moses, Moses, step to the sea and lift your hands up. And it's because you're operating in my word, I will come to pass for you. There's been times when he was in Daniel, in the lion's den, he showed Daniel. It was not because of the lions. No, no, Daniel, it's because I spoke a word to you. And anytime God speaks a word to you, he's letting you know you're tapping into kingdom power. To your neighbor, neighbor, there's kingdom power. See, when God says access granted, he's just not talking about things. He's just not talking about a brand new house. He's not just talking about a brand new car. He's not talking about material things. But he said, I'm granting you access to a revelation. And this revelation will be the key to open up every door. Because if you get a revelation, good God Almighty. See, that's why I believe so wholeheartedly that God never wanted us educated. He wanted us revelated. Because if we was revelated, good God Almighty, that means our spirits are involved. And when our spirits are involved, see, information just changed your soul and your thinking. But revelation is totally different. Revelation is when God begins to reveal things to you, begin to peel the covers off of you. Why? Because I've been married now for 30 years, and information tells me if I stay married for a long time, this might happen, this might happen, this may happen, but holding on to God's unchanging hand, holding on to the word in which God has put over your life, because I got to tell you something, and I'm closed right now, that prayer is the key. And when you begin to pray to God, you'll find out that he's all power. That's why the Bible says the fervent, fiery prayer of the righteous will release in this scripture. The word is active in your whole life. Fervent, fiery prayer in the Greek means it means energio. Energio. That, you know what energy is? Like a battery pack. It's powerful when you got it. But in order to have energio, you gotta get it from a source. Hallelujah. Oh my God. In order to have energio, you must get it from a source. And God says, if you tap into this source, your fervent, fiery prayer of the righteous will release upon your life the winds of God. The fervent, fiery prayer will release the passion of God. The fervent, fiery prayer will release the strength of God. The fervent, fiery prayer will release the glory of God. The fervent, fiery prayer will release the reward of God. The fervent, fiery prayer will release his name upon you. The fervent, fiery prayer will release the glory of God. The fervent, fiery prayer will release the expectation of God. The fervent, fiery prayer will release miracle of God. The fervent, fiery prayer will release the wonder of God. The fervent, fiery prayer will release the power of God. The fervent, fiery prayer will release you. The fervent, fiery prayer will cause you to walk in places you never walked in. The fervent, fiery prayer will cause you to tell fear, you can no longer paralyze me, because I'm praying and God hears me. The fervent, fiery prayer will tell yourself and tell your future that I'm coming to get in line. I'm coming to get in line with God. And because I'm in line with God, I don't got to worry. The fervent, fiery prayer tells me that I don't have to worry. If I was you, I'd go down the aisle and I'll tell my neighbor, say, neighbor, look at him good in the face. And say, neighbor, I'm changing my communication to the fervent, fiery prayer. Because God, Jesus, told Peter, he said, Peter, I'm getting ready to leave. But this prayer in me, hallelujah, is going to pray that your faith fail you not. Why? Because the fervent, fiery prayer will keep you even when obstacles, even when situations, even when nasty circumstance, even when a doctor's report, even when they said no, even when a financial situation, even when death is on the horizon, even when I know my peace is being shattered. But I'm telling you, the fervent, fiery prayer of the righteous avails much. If I was you, I'll find somebody who knew how to pray. If I was you, I'll find somebody. I'll get into a good prayer group. If I was you, and you want to change your things around, get into the fervent, fiery prayer of the righteous. I'm done. have much voice left. But prayer key will grant you access, because the enemy knows. Can I tell you this? Faith is the language spoken in heaven that causes exchange. Prayer with faith will cause an exchange between heaven and you. That's when Jesus said to the disciples, he said, you know, pray that the will of God touch your earth. Because when the will of God touches your earth, a wonderful change will come over you. Because prayer will unlock the season for you. Prayer will unlock the season for you, and you need change. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I need a change. I need a change from the mundane to the unexpected. I need a change from the everyday ordinary. I need a change. I need a change so that I don't stay the same ever again. I need a change so that I don't waste my time. I need a change that I don't do the things I know I should not do, things that are not pleasing to you. I need a change, because when it comes over you, a wonderful change, and there's nothing like it.